Danny Gallagher here, production engineer for the Knights Around the Table radio show and podcast. If you are listening to this show on the radio, please continue listening, and at the end, I'll tell you how to get a free gift card to thank you for listening. Here's our show.
Welcome to Knights Around the Table, a show where the Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen, Council 7612, sit around the WSJF studio conference table and discuss their involvement and contributions to the St. Joseph community and the areas around Sykesville and Eldersburg. Here is the host of the show, Eric Glazer.
Greetings, Greater Sykesville area. We are the Knights Around the Table. I am Josh Beck, not yet Grand Knight, and I am joined today by...
The Grand Knight, Rob Somerville.
Past Grand Knight, Rich Perron.
And Eric Glazer.
Also past Grand Knight.
Past We're going to throw that in there.
We have to keep reminding him.
We are members of the Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen, Council 7612. Our show is designed to remind the community about who we are and let you know where you can find us and support our efforts. Let's start with the Lord's Prayer.
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Amen. In the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. All right, to start off, a big thank you to everyone who came out to support our recent events. Eric, you want to go over those for us?
Yeah, real quick. We had fireworks on July 4th. It was great. We sold out well over what we anticipated. The Red Cross blood drive we did, again, we filled up all the reservations and then some. So we're doing really well there. The Grand Knights celebration I was at, that was a whole lot of fun. So saying bye to Al and saying hello to Rob, we had a great time, which rolls us into August. In August, we have our first Ravens game. It's never too late to get on board. If you're still interested in joining and helping out, you can. The August 7th game is probably too late, but we do have two games in September. We have the Browns game on September 14th, and then we have a Monday night game against the Lions on September 22nd. So if you're interested in helping out the Knights or the Cub Scouts or the Boy Scouts or the Catholic Daughters or the Sheens Colleens, feel free to send 7612kofc@gmail.com an email and say you're interested in helping out in the football games. We can always use some extra bodies to help us out, so that'd be great.
Now, do you go to every one?
The better job I do getting this set up, I may be able to get one off. No, typically, I think this year I'm on the hook for everyone. But we'll see. But hopefully, it sounds like everything's a go. It's the second year for the catering company Levy at the stadium, so things are a little bit more predictable. I've been to a couple meetings there, getting to know some faces, a lot of familiar people. So I'm actually kind of excited. And on a schedule basis, I think it's a great schedule this year. We're done before Christmas, unless there's a home playoff game. But if there is, we'll have several weeks off before that home playoff game kicks in. And if you want me to rant a little, we did pick up the Army-Navy game.
Oh, wow.
And the Army-Navy game is like in December. But just to mention how cool it was, I did the Army-Navy game several years ago, and it was right after Donald Trump had gotten elected. So in the same stadium at the same time, you had Barack Obama and you had Donald Trump on opposite ends of the stadium, and the guys that were protecting these two men were absolutely enormous, and it was an amazing time to be at the stadium.
Well, I hope they ate a lot of hot dogs.
They got all the hot dogs they wanted. It was no problem.
Well, awesome. That sounds like we've got a good fall at the stadium ready for us.
True, and we also want to put on the calendar September 13th, which is the Maryland Wine Festival. So similar to the firework event, we'll be up at the Farm Museum all day on that Saturday. Selling pit beef, pit turkey, pit ham. So if you're interested in seeing what the Knights are about in terms of service, that's a great way to put your toe in the water and see how we're doing.
Rob, what can you tell us about the
rest?
The ministry fair I see is coming up.
Yeah, so St. Joe's is putting on a ministry fair September through October, and they will have the different organizations that support St. Joseph's putting out their stuff for a weekend, each weekend. And we're slated, the nights are slated for September 20th and 21st. We'll have a table, information, great to find out what we do, what the nights are about. If you're a Catholic man and you want to be a better Catholic man, it's a great way to come find out some information and possibly even join us. That's what the ministry fair is about. It's basically the different organizations, including us, that support St. Joseph, putting out information each weekend, letting people, the people of the parish, to know about those organizations. So that'll be exciting. What else we got coming up? You covered the Maryland Wine Festival, the Ravens games. The social in September is going to be co-hosted with the Sheens. That'll be a wine and cheese social out at Black Ankle. 6 or 6:30 start time. And we will also have some of our insurance guys there to talk about long-term care insurance and do a presentation and things like that. So should be a good time. We've combined those things before, wine and cheese and insurance. It always seems to go well for some reason. But look forward to that. And then the last thing in September is the St. Joseph Block Party. So the Knights will be there along with other organizations supporting that. And that's always a good time.
Busy time ahead.
Busy time in September.
That block party is open to the whole parish, isn't it? Just to
It's
not
open
just
to everybody. Right?
Everybody. Yeah.
Not just the parish. It's open to everybody.
That's great. It's always a great event, and the weather has always been good. So,
don't jinx it.
So far,
it's the best time of year. Not biasedly speaking or anything. Yeah, not to upset the teacher among us.
It's true.
But that wraps up September.
Well, excellent. Just to remind everyone, we are Knights Around the Table, and I am Josh Beck here with
Rob Somerville
and Rich Perron
and Eric Klaser.
Now, this month, I found a fun article that I have to share, and it's summertime as we are speaking, which I'm a big fan of baseball. I know a lot of other people are. And anyone who has been a fan of baseball has probably heard of the Topps Trading Card Company. Topps has been around since 1952, and they are essentially the premier trading card vendor. They are the only ones now who have a major league license. They're the only ones who can put out major league baseball cards. But, and I will tie this back to Knights of Columbus, Catholic Church, all that, I swear. A few years ago, they started something called Topps Now, and they were taking moments from Major League Baseball, and they were releasing a card the next day that was only available for 24 hours. You would order it online, and then you would get that card in the mail whenever they produced it, and they only produced as many as were ordered. That became such a popular hit when big things would happen that they then branched out. And this spring, one of the biggest world events happened, something we're all familiar with, and that was that we elected a new pope. And Topps, having branched out and releasing trading cards for world events, decided that they would make a card of Pope Leo standing in his papal vestments, waving to the crowd, announcing his election as Pope. The cool thing about this card is that not only was it produced, not only was it very popular, but it became the number one selling non-baseball card in that Topps Now series. So a lot of people were very interested. For reference, it sold 133,000 copies. For those who are familiar with trading cards, it actually is a very large print run this day and age. And it outsold many of the other Topps Now cards available in that same time frame, even names such as LeBron James, Shohei Ohtani, other superstars that you would expect would be very popular. So, very cool. People have started getting them. They've become very popular collector's items. If you are a fan of the Pope, go out, take a look. Maybe you're even one of the lucky ones that has one. It's kind of a neat thing to have a little bit of Catholic history in Topps form.
If I'm not mistaken, Topps is located in Chicago, aren't they?
That's a great point. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I believe they're out of Chicago, and guess where the Pope is from? What team does he play on?
Well,
Well, we know that he's long-suffering because he's a White Sox fan, and they're not exactly doing so great right now. Actually, when he was first announced, there's footage of him in the crowd at a Chicago White Sox World Series game in 2000, I want to say it was 2004. Whenever the last time the White Sox won the World Series, they actually cut to a shot of him, and you can go out on YouTube and find that,
there you go.
That video. Kind of neat.
Good. I wonder if they'll ever have cards with the Grand Knights on it.
You know, if they don't.
That sounds like a great idea.
That's something we could do to get people out to events.
Don't hit. No, if we'll hit the 133,000 mark.
They'll have a production run of one.
Each Grand Knight gets their own. Yeah. Maybe a second for their wife.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, dear.
All right, fine. Let's kick it over to Rich Perron, our council lecturer. Rich, what fun facts do you have for us tonight?
I like these facts, and it's fun. I mean, it's pretty interesting. A little side thing, if you don't, maybe people don't know this, but the piece of ground that the Yankee Stadium now sits on was owned by the Knights of Columbus at one time. It was a piece of land that nobody wanted, and the Knights bought it to build a future home, possibly the Supreme headquarters at one time. But they relocated to closer to Father McGivney's home in Waterbury, Connecticut, or New Haven, I should say. But actually, they sold that piece of land, which was pretty much worthless when they bought it, and they sold it to New York City to build a stadium. So I guess the council has a pretty good legacy fund. But anyhow, my subject for today is St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. We hear a lot about her in this area because her shrine is where? In Emmitsburg, Maryland. Mm-hmm. But a little few facts about her is that she was born in August 28th, 1774, and she died in January 4th, 1821. She was 46 years old, which today's standard is not old, but back then that was a fairly good age at 46 years old. She's the patroness of Seton Hall University. She was a wife, a mother, and she was also the founder of the Catholic education system in the United States. She's also the first U.S. born saint. She was the first saint to be canonized and had been born in the United States. In 1809, she started the Sisters of Charity, and I think she has over 40 different charities that are related back to Mother Seton. She was born in New York of an affluent family, but there is Episcopalian. She married at 19. She married a businessman, and he became ill, and they went to Italy to live, and he died there of tuberculosis. She had five children in the first 7 years of marriage, and when her husband died, and of those five children, she actually lost two of them. Two children died. And when they went to Italy because of her husband's health, he died. She came back to the United States, and she converted to Catholicism. But when her husband died, there were six of his siblings that didn't have parents. So she took the six siblings in along with her other children and raised them.
Wow.
So at one time, there were 17 people living under her roof. But she is the foundress in starting the Catholic education system that we have in this country today. I thought you'd like to know that.
That's impressive. So apologies here, the newbie Catholic question. Her shrine is up in Emmitsburg. Yes. Been there. It's beautiful. It's an absolutely beautiful chapel. Does that mean that she's buried there?
Yes.
She is laid to rest?
Yes, she's buried there. The Sisters of Charity started in Emmitsburg.
It's a cute little town. I love it up there.
Oh, yeah. It's great. Well, we have several of our seminarians go to school there.
Yep.
At Emmitsburg.
Up to the mount.
Yeah.
Yeah. But just thought I'd pass that on. Doesn't beat the Pope, though.
we're all loved in the eyes of God. All right. Thank you, Rich. Now, as a reminder, you can always keep up with the Knights of Columbus at our website, kofc7612.org. That's kofc7612.org. Details about our events and contact information can be found there if you have any questions about what you've heard on this episode. Please go check us out. And if you're interested in becoming a fellow knight, send an email to 7612kofc@gmail.com. Our goal is to have every Catholic man in the community become a member. So we would love to have you with us. Thank you for listening in today. Let's close with a Hail Mary.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I'm Josh Beck, and this has been a Knights Around the Table. I've been here with
Rob Somerville
and Rich Perron
and Eric Glazer.
Thank you for listening, and we look forward to seeing you out and about this month. Vivat Jesus.
Danny Gallagher here, production engineer for Knights Around the Table radio show and podcast. If you're listening to this show on the radio, you can get a free gift card by sending an email with your contact information to wsjf@stjoseph.cc or call our studio phone line at 443-920-9125. Send us an email at wsjf@stjoseph.cc or call our studio at 443-920-9125. Leave your contact information and we'll send you a free gift card to thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Knights Around the Table. We look forward to the next conversation about who the Knights are and what they're up to. Thanks to WSJF for broadcasting the show and Molly Glazer for her tireless engineering support. We'll see you next time.